Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tio Jillian, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. You people, we'll get to everyone watching, listening on YouTube, best of the comments section. We're live on YouTube, by the way, every day, well, 6A to 6B, but our show, of course, 10A to 2P. So you can watch the show if you can't listen, or if you're, you know, in the office or whatever, you can watch the show, see what's going on in here. There's a lot.
It's not always going on.
At your own peril.
Yes, yes.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? Like, I'm the one that got the lot going
well,
on.
Well, you left earlier. Yeah. We had Ghost Douglas because you left in the first segment.
I had to get my papers. I had to get my stuff.
Great job. Like, I loved on YouTube, they put the split screen up when you walked out. So it was just like your empty chair.
Justin started getting on my nerves with the camera thing.
He's figured out, he's got a knack for this.
First it was Max, now it's Justin.
Well, Max.
Maybe it's you.
Max got brand new on it.
Max is dead to us. Yeah.
Justin, man. No, Justin being funny with them cameras.
No. When Hugh walks out, please put the split screen so everyone sees that he's gone. It's funny.
That's cool.
It's a good job by
him. I thought we had understanding.
Speaking of cool or not cool with you, how about this? Direct shot coming from a guy who might end up in Canton one day. So you have been pretty clear since, what, early October? You think the Chiefs are dead. You think they're not making the playoffs. Well, listen to this. I call this a direct shot at Hugh Douglas from Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones.
Chris Spag said that yesterday was one of the best non-helmet practices he'd seen from you guys in his 7 years here. I guess, what did you see from guys out there yesterday?
Just everybody dialed in. We understand the importance of these last few games. So we're going to take in one practice at a time and make sure we exhaust ourselves each and every day, mentally and physically, and, you know, put ourselves in a position to win.
A lot of people have been waiting to take shots at you guys. You've been so good, so you can expect it. But what do you say to them? People have written you off?
Keep writing.
I'm going to keep writing.
Keep writing, Hugh. Get that notepad out.
I got it out. I'm right.
They gonna
what are you writing?
Chiefs are dead.
It ends with Houston.
Yeah, they done. Didn't I pick Houston to win this week? I think I did.
Wow.
I think I did.
You got the Chiefs going under 500 in December.
I picked Dallas
Chiefs,
to win last night.
Chiefs hater I've ever met.
I'm a Cowboy lover. Dallas, like whatever y'all.
Does Andy Reid know that you're hating on his squad this month?
Didn't you hear what Andy said a couple days ago?
He's gonna tickle your tonsils.
I didn't.
How could you bet against Andy after the tonsil tickling thing?
Listen, the one person I did not tell I thought they were not going to make the playoffs was Andy or anybody else with that Chiefs.
Yeah, but you don't think that's Baltimore material out there?
No, I don't think that. I don't feel like hearing their mouth.
I heard the clip of you saying the Chiefs are done. It's just playing on a loop in the facility there.
He had it up to practice.
Yeah. No, because I know if any of them heard, they'll probably call me like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, hey, man, my bad.
They told me to guess the takes.
You guys are cooked. Right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Black Gritty up next on WIP.
Joey Bear, Big Dog Quinn, and my boy Hug Douglas.
Hug. Just call me Hug.
Get out there free hugs. You ain't never going to stop getting these hugs, Hug Douglas. Let me tell you something. Jack, you try to knock Jack out of the ring. Let me hop in the ring and try to help Jack out. Yeah, I mean, you was out there throwing haymakers. Now, I wouldn't say it's the best roster. I'll say it's the most expensive roster with a lot of injuries and where the trenches, and that's where games are won and lost. If you're telling me Carter's not in, Phillips has a concussion, Lane's out here laning, and something's wrong with my lightest foot, and Dickerson, and all these guys are injured, I would say that the most expensive team in the NFL is dinged up, and 3-2 is what you need to do to win a division and then try to get healthy and steamroll in the postseason.
He put that in a pretty good way, Hugh.
Listen, and Black Gritty, that's called a conversation. When you sit out here and start talking about, you know, when I ask you that question and you start talking about the what's left on the record and what could potentially happen, no.
This roster. You backhanded Jack. I knew that. I saw that.
I'm saying is this, because we all season long, we've been on hopes and maybes. Mm-hmm. All season long, mm-hmm. we've been on that. And now we're hoping, like, I can't imagine how many Eagles fans was watching that game last night, jumping up and down. Because the Cowboys lost.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, yeah, Dak's a leader.
You know what I mean?
Dak's leader.
And now
you feel
some kind of way because you feel it's okay to back into the playoffs. Not when you're the big dog.
Yeah, but we're banged up. Black Lily's trying to tell you, but we're banged up.
Everybody score 44 points on my team. I'm just saying.
And all I say is this. Everybody banged up at this time of year.
Hey, look.
Black Gritty having his own show, man.
I'm just telling you, I ain't get 44 points on my team by the Lions. And we out here doing what we need to do. We're in these trenches trying to get healthy. Defense is luxury. Hug Douglas. Put her on T-shirt. Love you guys. And by the way, y'all need to start listening to Conklin. I know he got that doofus McGoofus mustache, mm-hmm. but this huge clues is the worst thing in America. It is bringing your show down. Y'all got to fix it, dang it. Y'all got to fix it. Listen to Kyle. He knows something every once in a while. I know he looks ridiculous, but y'all have a good day.
The stash is supposed to make people take me more serious.
It's not working.
I know.
And I just want to say, because he took a shot at the Dak as a leader thing.
He was a direct shot at you. This segment's become take a direct shot at Douglas.
But it still stays. Dak does look like a leader.
Well, I think he's always been a leader. The question is he a great quarterback or a good one?
Is he a great quarterback in the post? That's a whole nother conversation.
I mean, he's a leader.
But the leadership quality, I don't think y'all really understand.
I love when a loss becomes an indictment on the man's entire character.
The person he is, the player he is, the son he is.
Like, they lost? Did you try to tell me he was a leader?
You try to tell me that guy isn't a loser because he lost a single game? Get out of here, Douglas.
Yep. It's like the Chiefs lose. It's like, but I was told they were a dynasty.
But that's where the disconnect.
Quick update on what happened earlier with the holiday stocking. So Kyle did drop it. I told you so. Kyle was skeptical of what was going in the holiday stocking, that it would be guessed very quickly. It wouldn't have been a fun day on that segment. Kyle was proven right. I will say user error was a bigger part of this than we're admitting.
Like you're taking a shot. Well,
no, I'm just explaining. If you had sold it a little bit better or answered the question a little bit differently, we would have had a little bit more of an interesting run.
To be clear, part of my reasoning is because I know Hugh.
I feel like I'm taking a
catching a stroke. Coaches just put their players in the best position to succeed. Mm-hmm. This is what the producer is saying. Look, I know it doesn't seem like that when I take shots at Hugh.
So again,
I'm trying to make him look good.
One more. You're like, it's hard to do. Have you seen me?
One more time, a little peek behind the curtain. Sometimes with Hugh's Clues or the holiday stocking thing, we have a lot of cooks in the kitchen for that operation. And I think what Kyle's saying is there was a lot of voices in the room for that one. And maybe if we streamline the offense a little bit more, this thing will run a little more smoothly.
Maybe.
Yep. Hugh doesn't love design runs.
He refuses to run the ball anymore. And you're going to be asked about it afterwards. We'll see how you respond to all that.
Look, it's going to look the way Hugh Douglas wants it to look.
Damn right. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, good afternoon.
What's
Kyle,
going,
Joe, Hugh, and the crew.
Bruce, what's up?
Oh, man, where can I start here, Joe? I think I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, you hang the banner, about a premature victory, and now you're falling back on that optimism on the other end of the spectrum and saying 3-2 is good enough when it damn well is not good enough.
Well, that keeps the banner up. I mean, I have my goals, Bruce. We got to keep that banner up. It'd be embarrassing if we have to take the banner down, so we're going to leave that banner up.
Okay, all right. I understand a little the correlation here, but 3-2 is absolutely not. It's kind of like giving in to the substandard of play that we have been subjected to all year long. And first of all, and my other point to that is that they should be thinking about 4-1 or making a run because we still have a legitimate shot at the conference. That's the reason why. Now, if we lose this game on Monday, then we're talking about 3-2, just trying to survive just to win the division. But we still have a real shot at the conference. So 3-2 at this point is just not acceptable for me. Absolutely not.
Well, 3-2 would be the end of their chances to get the number one seed. You're right, Bruce. You're right about that. 11-6 will not get a one seed. They're going to have to go to get to 12 or 13 to get the one seed.
Exactly. I mean, you think about it. You know, Chicago's got a rough schedule. They got a rough schedule going down. And if they lose one game, and LA's schedule is not a pushover either. If they drop one game, then guess who's number one in the conference again?
If they keep winning the Eagles, they got a shot Bruce.
Ding, ding.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta aim high a little bit more, you know. And, I mean, we still got a fighting chance, but we're going to see. But 3-2, no go. Unacceptable.
So all right, Bruce. I got you, Bruce. And we appreciate the phone call and have a great weekend. All right, before we get to you people coming up in a few minutes. We did have, and this is the first time I feel like he's talked in a while, Nick Castellanos did an appearance on MLB Network.
Castellanos.
Yeah, our old buddy. Listen to this. As it seems like, just listen, but it certainly sounded to me when I heard this, like Nick Castellanos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is putting up the please come get me some other team sign as we get into the winter meetings this weekend.
Well, it was brought up to me, and honestly, it's something that I really welcome. You know, amateur, I was a shortstop. I got drafted as a third base. I played my first 500 games over there. And then Al Avila came up to me when we traded Jamer Candelario and said, hey, listen, we're trading for this kid who's going to have a bright future. We think that you're athletic enough to go to right field and, give it a shot out there. So I said, yes. At that time, I never played any at first because we had Miggy there and no one's taking, you know, his spot. So I went to the outfield. Right. And, just as I get older, and now outfielders are really graded on, you know, like pure athleticism, you know, like how much ground they can cover, like the spectacular play, like Crow Armstrong. And, I think that going to first base is something that I can do and I would enjoy.
Absolutely.
If a team or somebody needs me to do that, because, I mean, if there's one thing I could say, it's not, I'm not bad in the outfield because I can't catch the ball.
So, the end is true. Right? He'll catch the ball when it gets him. He just doesn't get to the ball anymore, which is the issue in the outfield. So that conversation started with, would you think about playing first base? So he kind of walks through his career. He started as an infielder. He eventually went to the outfield to right field in Detroit, and that's where he's been. He seems open to it. But what caught my attention is if a team or somebody asked me to do it, he's under contract with the Phillies.
Well, I know you're going with this, like he's trying to leave, but as I hear it, I don't hear it the way that you
hear
it.
Why didn't he say if Dave Dombrowski, if Topper asked me to do it? Like,
well,
the people he works for.
Team.
Well, he was saying if somewhere else, because Bryce Harper's the first baseman. Like, that's how I took it. Like, he's not going to – that's not the position he's going to play because Bryce is there.
He's the outfielder for the Phillies right now.
No, but
– So that's the response. No, I play outfield for the Phillies. Well, Bryce Harper plays first base.
If the Phillies ever asked me to move, I'd be open.
I know. Y'all on a witch hunt. That's what y'all are.
It sounds like he knows he's not here anymore.
You heard the same thing we heard.
When you presented it to me, I was listening. But as I hear it, it's because Bryce Harper's at first base. Like, that's the reason why he's, to me, That's the reason why he said it like that.
No, I heard it as
you don't say a team.
No, he said
because the way I heard it was like if another team asked me to do that because Bryce Harper's at first base.
But he's
base.
Under contract.
I understand what you're saying.
If you were under contract with the Eagles and somebody asked you before the offseason started, you know, like, would you think about switching sides?
Okay, I'll
and
put
you
it,
said, hey, you know, if a team wanted me to switch sides.
Well, I said, because, okay, say if they said, for whatever crazy reason, tackle a guard. And I say, well, yeah, you know, if somebody else asked me to do it, I would, but I'm not going to do it here because so-and-so is
right. He left that part in.
But that's where I'm saying that's the way I heard it.
What I heard is he's putting a sign up, please come trade for me. I will play right field, DH, first base. Get me out of here.
This is way more petty than I'm used to.
No, you know he doesn't want to be here anymore.
Well, I know he don't like the fam.
This isn't like the end of the world for me. It's him and the manager. He's out of here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to move off Castellanos. I think the Phillies are
fine.
I think the question
I'm not mad at him for it.
No, I think we're all going to be happy with
it. It's just clear to me that he's gone.
Yeah. I think it's really just a matter of can they find someone that will take the $20 million left on his deal? Mm-hmm. Do they have to pay half of it? And if they – I think the interesting part comes later in the offseason if no one will take him. Are they just going to outright release him? Because that – you don't see that in baseball very often. Not when a guy is still, like, kind of serviceable. Right? Like, he's not so bad he can't be on a team anymore. But he's not going to be here next year. It's a matter of who's taking him and how they're getting him off the team. All right, before we go any further, can we check in with you people?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Hey, imbeciles.
Yes.
There's no such thing as signing up for a record in football.
I mean, yeah.
Well, there was today on this show.
We kind of know that. We just.
Oh, that's a person who doesn't understand what hypotheticals are.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
That's the whole point.
It's okay. I mean, you don't get it. It's okay.
No. Wait, did Hugh call out today?
That was the beginning when he wasn't here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. I was like, what are you talking about?
You were gone for, I would say,
it was a few minutes.
Will's entire phone call.
Yeah,
Will was addressing you, by the way. He's like, hey, Hugh. Like,
he was talking
to you. My bad, Will.
And I fed into it. I was like, yeah, Hugh, any thoughts?
I think he felt a certain way that you didn't talk to him today.
No, my bad, because I left my notes in the
other room. And don't forget, it starts with the Chargers.
It starts with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you guys just be normal?
Well, I mean,
normal's so boring.
You wouldn't want us to be normal.
Oh, I'd be boring. It'd be so boring.
Does anyone watch or listen to normal people? I mean, if you think about it, is anyone that does talk radio normal? I mean, think about what we kind of talk to ourselves all day. I mean, when I started at night, I literally talked to myself for hours at a time.
Sat in that chair for like 35 years.
Not normal.
The most abnormal person.
Yeah. You kind of have to be a weirdo to do this. Yeah. We get that. Yeah.
You got to be what
something's
they
off.
Say.
Yep.
Yeah, off.
Six more weeks of winter. Kyle's mustache saw its shadow.
The mustache has gotten rocked this week.
It's getting a lot.
I don't understand all the heat for the mustache.
Yeah, I don't think it's that interesting.
No, I think men feel threatened when they see robust facial hair.
When they see big dogs.
Like you guys, the big dogs.
Yeah, big dogs. Yep,
we're swinging you.
I tried to let it go.
Yeah, you guys are out of control.
What the hell does Kyle know about anything?
Everything.
That's an evergreen.
Yeah.
One. Yeah, we could use that anyway.
Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah.
It's whatever. Joe Giglio stirs the pot and Hugh Douglas smokes it.
All right.
A solid tagline.
Yeah, I mean, it fits.
That's
yeah.
It works. Yeah.
That, I mean, it's kind of most days.
Yep. How's your boy Dak today, Hugh?
He's still a leader. I mean, if that's. Yep. What we're talking about, he still looks like
I can't believe the leader thing got people upset. Hasn't that been the story of him since he got in the league?
Yeah, I know.
That's how he got the job there. He's a leader.
You know what?
You know, there are other leaders besides Jalen. Just because someone else is a leader doesn't mean Jalen isn't one.
You know what's evident to me every day, especially these last couple of weeks? The more that we talk football, the more that people don't understand football as much as they think they do.
It's not like there are only five leaders, and if Dak's one, that means Jalen might not be.
It's
a very weird thing.
Yeah. I feel like some of the times they just want to argue just to say that they argued. Like, I feel like there's guys that, you know, when I clap back or something, they show their girlfriends their tweets thinking that they're going to get some action. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I feel like, hey, got at Hugh Douglas today. He tweeted me back.
I can't imagine I roasted Hugh Douglas works most times.
Well, I can't either, but I guarantee you somebody is bragging on the fact that they said something to me and they got me to tweet them back. But that's not a big flex.
That's
I'm petty.
That's,
I'm petty. I did not realize the only reason I'm probably still sitting in this chair is because, what's his name? Spike is way worse than me at this Twitter thing. Like, to be, if I'm being honest, Spike is way worse.
Both of you guys need to lay low
a little
bit. Have
you seen Spike's tweets?
Oh, yeah.
Way worse than mine.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to lay low. Hey, take the weekend off, fellas. Relax.
Douglas talks like he has a fistful of rings.
I got one in college, but I guarantee you the one that I have is one more than that person that said that doesn't have.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that petty side.
Yeah, I think it's funnier when you tell me that I never played or won anything.
You should start doing that more.
And I said I was going to leave this alone, but I also probably guarantee you that the person that said that is still paying it for his student loans, and I'm not. So
a lot of people are probably still paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I know it's kind of hurtful to say that, but it's,
yeah, that's, I mean, like, that's not an easy thing to just pay off.
Yeah. They
you could probably
time.
Come up with a better one than that.
I could, but I probably couldn't use it on there.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. Hugh reminds me of my old cranky middle school bus driver.
No, I definitely don't drive a bus.
Drive I think Uber. Uber.
I could see Hugh being like, get on the damn bus, like,
yeah.
Everyone shut up back there.
Every bus driver that I knew were like chain smokers, though. They look like they chain smoke. And what they smell
they smoking
like
on the bus?
Yeah. Wow. Well, no, they don't smoke on the bus, but they look like chain smokers.
Bus drivers, now that I have kids, they seem way more nicer than they were when we were kids.
You, in the suburbs, though, it's a little different.
I don't know.
It's probably like the times.
Smokers. I think it's the times. Yeah. I think just bus drivers, they just seem very nice.
I
could
see back in your guys' day.
Or... Yeah.
Chain
back in the early 90s, they were... Kind of grumpy.
All right. One more. Eggnog, dude? Nah, I'm done with Ike.
Finished with Reese.
The name of the segment is Hugh's Holiday Style.
He said, all right. He mixed up his black people. It's only two of us.
It's not two. You have a 50-50 shot. You just take a stab at it.
Sometimes I give people grace when that happens at like 12,
I never give them
at 1:55, right? Like if you got in the car 10 minutes ago, it's like, oh, it's almost, you know, that time where Ike's show comes on, right? At 12:30, it's not Ike's show.
I never give him grace. I'd never forget, me and Ike were out, and this lady argued with him about who he was.
Yeah.
Called him Jason Avant. And he kept saying, I'm not Jason. Yes, you are. You're Jason Avant.
I don't think they look alike.
You are Jason Avant.
I like them telling him that, no, you're wrong.
And she Googled him right there on the spot.
I mean, they're both bald and thinner, right? But
Ike's taller. Ike's at least 6'3", 6'4".
He's bigger.
At least
person.
That, yeah. Jason's like, he about my height. And he's clearly tall. But yeah, it was fun.
You don't think Ike would have been a good receiver?
I bet he played it in high school.
Probably.
I mean, if I had to guess. I mean, in high school, the best players I would say play both sides of the ball.
Probably. I would say if I had another sport, it would probably be more. He looked more like he would have probably been a better baseball. I was thinking baseball.
I strikes me as someone who played basketball. I mean, he loves basketball.
I don't know what he did. I don't know if he's listening, but I would say probably hit. If I had to guess, baseball would have probably been his second sport.
Well, we'll ask him when we see him. Yeah. All right, Hugh. That is about all for us for today.
Yeah.
Which means...
Made a lot of people mad today. Our job here is done.
On a day's work.
Hey, I feel accomplished.
All right. Well, you know, you're going to take a nice rest this weekend before it's a big day Monday, Hugh. And we got a doubleheader. We got our show.
Yes,
we got the pregame
got a lot
show,
going on, man. And I got a what I'm doing Sunday? Parade.
The Newtown Parade.
I'm going out to Joe's Hood and with the Newtown Parade.
Hugh's
going to
be in a Christmas parade on Sunday.
Man, don't even like Christmas. Gonna be in a parade.
Are you dressing as the Grinch?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna hang out, and hopefully it's not that cold. You know,
it's gonna be cold. You better bundle up. All right, everyone. Ooh. You guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday for a big day around here. Afternoon Show is up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.